There's a map scattered with orange, green, blue, and red dots spanning most of the North Pacific. On the map are three flags of Arctic nations, the U.S., Canada, and the Russian Federation.
You know, this interaction between the countries in this is really something that has never happened to this scale before.
That's Mark Saunders, the executive director of the five-country North Pacific Anadromous Fish Commission. He's talking about the 2022 Pan-Pacific Winter High Seas Expedition. Vessels from both sides of the Pacific are braving gale-force winds and 13-foot seas as they crisscross the ocean from the edge of the Aleutian Chain to the Strait of Juan de Fuca, all in the name of research on challenges to wild salmon runs that are important to people on all sides of the Pacific Rim.
This past summer, last year, the Yukon River did not fish for the food. Zero.
That's Mike Williams Sr. He's the chair of the Kuskokwim Intertribal Fish Commission. It's an organization that manages and researches fisheries using a combination of traditional knowledge and Western scientific methods. Last year, the Chum Salmon Run on the Yukon River collapsed. Never before had so few fish swum up the nearly 2,000-mile river. Regulators closed all fishing on the Yukon to preserve what little of the run remained. Williams says in recent years, he's watched the run on the Kuskokwim dwindle as well. In the past, he says fishing was relatively unrestricted. Residents would return to their fish camps shortly after ice on the river broke up in the spring. But in recent years, he says residents have had to wait until June, long after breakup, to start stockpiling their essential staple.
We depend on the salmon to sustain us through the winter. And we're very concerned about the returns of our salmon in all of the rivers in western Alaska.
It's not clear what was behind the collapse. The Intertribal Commission and the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, for that matter, spend most of their effort studying what happens in freshwater. But that's just a small part of a salmon's life.
The salmon spawn in our headwaters. They go down to the ocean, and something happens in the ocean.
And it's not just western Alaska. In southeast, Chinook runs from Haines to Ketchikan are listed as stocks of concern. Salmon fishing on the Unic River has been banned outright for years. Some, including Williams, say too many salmon in the Bering Sea and the North Pacific are being pulled out of the ocean as bycatch from trawlers that scrape the seabed for sole and flounder. Others say fish from hatcheries all over the Pacific Rim are outcompeting native fish. Some say climate change is affecting the food web, or a combination of all the factors. But one thing is clear. Something is happening to chum and Chinook salmon in the open ocean.
We know that a lot of the poor survival for chum and other salmon is related to the marine environment.
That's Mark Saunders again from the North Pacific Anadromous Fish Commission, speaking from his home office on Vancouver Island. He says there's quite a bit known about how the ocean is changing.
But you need to know where the fish are and have actually had your hands on them and understood how they're interacting with the environment, what they're eating, what the conditions are, and what predators are out there as well. And that is, I think, a lot of that. That is a large black box. In particular, this winter period, we know very little about.
He says the goal of the survey, the largest ever conducted, is to shine some light in that black box. Scientists are hoping to map out the distribution of salmon across the North Pacific using new DNA techniques developed over the past decade or so to understand where salmon interact with predators, prey, and each other, not to mention a generally warmer, more acidic ocean.
And the big question is, how is a changing North Pacific Ocean affecting our salmon and improving our ability to understand how that change is going to impact people and fish and fisheries into the future?
That brings us back to the orange, green, red, and blue dotted map. Earlier this winter, ships from the U.S., Canada, and Russia set sail for the North Pacific. Each is assigned its own area to sample. The U.S. and Canada are tackling areas in the Gulf of Alaska and west of British Columbia. A vessel from Russia is surveying an immense swath of ocean spanning areas south of the Alaska Peninsula, all the way out the Aleutian Chain southwest of Adak. The Russian vessel's survey work started late last month. It actually tied up in Dutch harbor a day after Russian troops started their assault on Ukraine's capital, Kyiv. An Alaska's port director told KRBD the visit was tightly scrutinized by U.S. border agents. Alaska's chief salmon scientist, Bill Templin, says he watched the invasion unfold.
My first concerns were for the people of Ukraine. But then when I walked into my office and I sat down, I was thinking, oh, okay, so what does this mean? We've been through very tight, very tense times in the past.
He recalls Russian scientists including islands disputed with Japan on maps of salmon stocks, all in good fun, as he recalls.
First 2 years they got it past me, and the Japanese had to come over and correct me very politely.
But this is more tension than usual, to put it lightly. The head of the Anadromous Fish Commission says an American scientist was scheduled to board the Russian vessel to allow it to survey within the 230-mile U.S. exclusive economic zone. That didn't happen. That means the Russian boat can't work too close to the Aleutian chain. And Templin says that means salmon activity within the zone will remain a blank spot for now.
It doesn't ruin the results. It's not a failure, but it's going to limit what we get. And it's taken years to get this winter coordinated. So it's a little disappointing.
But Templin says scientists from Japan, Canada, South Korea, Russia, and the United States have always put their work first and their political leaders' policies second. And he says that'll continue.
The salmon all go to the same place. So they're all grazing in the same field, so to speak. And so for all of us to work together to understand what's happening out there and the way it affects our nations I think it's a pretty huge deal, and I'd hate to see it go away.
So far, at least, geopolitical tensions haven't overshadowed the need for cooperation, at least not when it comes to preserving wild salmon. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Eric Stone.